My nurse, one of the nurses, was bathing this patient, and I happened to walk in, and I noticed that the breast was a nodular mass of scar tissue, and I asked about it. So she told me all the story about how she had come from England to prospect with her husband up in northern Ontario, and that she developed this growth in her breast, and the Indians offered to tell her how to cure it, you know, with the herbs. And her husband wouldn't listen to that. He took her down to Toronto to make sure what it was. So they came down, and they did a biopsy, I guess, and they advised her to have it operated, to have her breast removed. And she had seen a friend of hers have that operation and die. And she didn't want an operation. So she said they went back, and the Indians told her about these herbs, and she said she made tea with it, and they eventually showed her how to get them herself. And she took them for, she said, over a year before it was entirely gone, and she had, it was 30 years and she hadn't had a recurrence. So that's what interested me, because I knew that at that time, after operation, they invariably had a recurrence, you see, because there was nothing to stop it. They hadn't any x-ray or radium or any of the things they have today. So anyway, I asked her if she mind telling me what the herbs were, and she did. She was willing to do it, so I wrote them down. So anyway, I didn't think I'd ever have any use for it, you know. But about a year and a half after, it was that I got word that my dearest aunt, my mother's only sister, had been operated on in Brockville by the Beaumont